I've read the statement and I've heard that this is the way they wanted to proceed with the situation. The writing's been on the wall for a while because they've obviously got a different agenda. Everything I've done at the club, I've still got obviously a great affinity with the club, and I've got some big plans. Now, obviously, there's been certain agendas, and this just sums up how they've proceeded with everything, doing things behind people's back and not in the proper in a proper procedure. Everything I've done has been totally transparent. I've gone and met with a trust when the rest of the board advised me not to. They wanted to keep it like a closed shop, and you can't do that. You've got to embrace the fans because they're their lifeblood. And I've heard that Peter Nair has decided that's the proper way to do things, which he probably took a leaf out of my book. But a lot of the fans, I think, wanted me and myself and Peter to work together, but we've been kept away from each other, and I think the rest of the board have created a wedge. And I don't need to. I'm not under pressure to be involved at any football club. It's not just for my ego. The only ego I have is I want to win things. That club is going to be run by Peter, his knowledge and his money. Now, not the rest of the board, who's conducted themselves disgracefully, had treated myself. They're not professional, and they don't bring a lot to the table. Now, I'm willing to accept that because I thought, well, at least they are Scunthorpe fans. The problem, what I'm saying is, they don't bring a lot to the table, but they brought me in. They asked me to be. They approached me, Mike, to be involved in the club. That's fact. Now, I'm willing to throw a few quid. I bought some shares while we're available, so I can't do any more than that. And I'd been out to the Middle East numerous times, and I've got interest out there for them to be involved, funding and investing in our club.
What was the response from the club to that suggestion?
Now, I wanted to roll it out. This were all my plans. Once I got installed as the chairman, I said to him, I'm going to roll out the plans to you. Now, once as Keith, and I said, Dennis, don't, this is in the earlier days, don't reveal any of your plans while Steve Wharton is still the chairman. So I didn't do. And as soon as I was installed as the chairman, obviously my plans were going to be revealed as regards the investment and from the Far East, because I'm doing business out of the end of the metal trading, and I've got all sorts of different plans which were going to be revealed. Next thing I know, they've gone behind my back and got Peter involved.
Okay.
So what can I do? Like I said from the start, they haven't dealt with the situation from the start. Everything's been done cloak and dagger. They haven't acted in a proper manner, and it's disappointing because there's some smashing people involved at that club. It's just disappointing. I think they've got to clear the decks, and hopefully Peter does a decent job there, and he sees through one or two people there, and he's, everybody's got to bring something to the table when you're in business. You can't just be a freeloader, and you've got to either bring obviously finance, or you've got to bring something as regards some knowledge or some contacts, or physically be able to bring something to the table that's going to benefit the club. And I've got question marks about the rest of them. I don't really know much about Peter. Like you say, he's not there to defend himself, and I don't really know much about him. But, apparently he's going to bring some money there. Hopefully it's spent in the right way, and to get the right personnel in there to take him forward.
Final one, very quickly, Dennis. Listening to the way you're talking, it sounds like you resigned to the fact that, as they say, the resolution to remove you from the board on the 12th of August, you sound resigned to that fact. Is that the case?
I don't really want to work with people who have not been trustworthy, Mike. And, I've been in business
in
a long
opinion.
Time. Pardon?
In your opinion?
From my point of view, they have been deceitful. I don't want to work with anybody who's, I don't need to. I'm not desperate to do anything. I don't need to get my name in the paper or on the radio every week. I've already achieved a lot in sport already. So, everything I did at that club was genuine. Obviously, I'm a bit upset how everything's been dealt with, but, it's not the end of the world. I wish a lot of people at that club well. I'm disappointed that Peter didn't. I asked him for us to have a meet on his own a few times, and he was reluctant. I think they'd already had their heads together and decided it were me against them. And for whatever reason, I've not done nothing wrong. What have I done wrong for them to treat me in such a manner? Nothing. So it's just disappointing, Mike. Just disappointing. And we'll move on. And I'm sure we'll talk again in other departments when I'm doing something else in sport.